So our next demo here is Windows Live ID, and that is all based on authentication. And anytime you need to have a login or log out for your application, this is a great free service that's offered up through our live services. We have done many demos on live services, Stan, throughout
sure
the episodes.
Have.
We got some more coming up in future episodes. Dev.live.com is the site to go to. And basically, there's already millions of Passport or now it's Live ID users out there. So why not take advantage of that in your application and do your authentication? So this is what we're going to show you right now and how to go about doing it. Let me go ahead and bring up our dev.live.com. And now you see the page where you get started doing this. And under services, you would go down to the Windows Live ID. And under Live ID, you see you have different types of authentication. Not just web-based authentication, but you can also integrate this through delegated authentication or client authentication as well. What I'm going to demo here is the web-based authentication. So we'll go ahead and click on that and bring up our page. And what this does is it brings you a page where you can download all these different types of samples in different languages, everything from Perl, PHP, Python, Ruby, VB, C Sharp. Let's go ahead. I clicked on the VB download, and that's what I'm going to show you next. Also, what you might want to do is take a look at the documentation after you've done the download, and there's a web authentication documentation page here, and take a look at the quick start samples for web authentication. Now, this gives you a really nice step-by-step view of what's going on how to go about installing it. And there are four easy steps. You just run the MSI file, you download it, you copy the files out to this web auth directory under your root. And by the way, just a note, it downloads as web auth VB. Rename that just to web auth so the demos work. A little bit of pain. I'll save it there on that one. And copy that under the root. And then also you create an app code directory under your root, and then copy this file here, Windows Live Login.vb, to that directory. Now I've got an application ready to go to show you this. So let's go ahead and bring that up, and what we'll see is this exact demo. And here it is, my web authentication demo. And let me just run this first so you can see this executing, and then we'll take a look at some of the code behind this. So this has got a hard-coded application ID. When you go to use this for your application, you have to register your application. You'll receive an application ID. Then you would just plug that into your code and use that. So here's the demo for signing in. I'll go ahead and sign in. I'll use my rfestino@microsoft.com. It's going to go ahead and sign into my page. There you see it come back with the user ID token, right? So that's consistent for that particular user. And so you would just use that in your database, perhaps as a key for membership purposes, right? And then you can go ahead and store profile information about that particular user. Let's go ahead and sign back out. Now, not only does it support passwords, but also there's a little drop down under here, information card. Has anybody here used information card? Show of hands. Not many. This is a couple of you have. This is a little known secret. It came out actually with Vista, and it's under the control panel where you can go ahead and create your information cards. And you notice the background got all grayed out or in black. That's because it brought up a new instance of a desktop, and it's more secure that way. You can't do scripting from underneath, so it's a secure way of doing it. It's just like an analogy is you have a card in your wallet to provide an identification. That's kind of like what information card is in the digital world. I've created a couple cards here. I'll go ahead and send out the one I've created out to the site, and now I'm logged in the same way. How about that? Pretty nice? And the code is pretty straightforward. We have a question over here.
Is this decentralized like you would with OpenID, where you can take something and set it at your pace, you're not dependent on their service being up or anything like that?
All right, the OpenID area, I've limited experience with myself, but Don has a comment on that. You can go ahead and answer that, Don.
At the PDC 08 last year, they announced that Live ID will be a provider for OpenID. Mm-hmm. At that time, they had a beta program, but I don't know what the state is at this time, other than they announced that they were doing a beta. I don't know when it's going live, but it's only going to be a provider. So, unfortunately, you're still going to be tied to Microsoft. You would have to use their services. You couldn't decentralize it and have Live ID use Facebook or somebody at MySpace or somebody else's OpenID. At least that's what they announced at the PDC. But at some point in time, hopefully, they'll open it up a little bit more.
All right. Thank you very much, Donna. Community event here. Round of applause for Donna. Okay, what we have here is the actual ASPX page, the default page I showed you. And there you can see there's the source for the call out to the web service for authentication. Then you can see where the app ID would go, all right, that you would receive from registering your application. And down below, this is where it goes ahead and clicks URN and displays the information. So what we'll do here is take a look at the code behind this in the default page. Is pretty straightforward. And what we'll see here is the fact that it's got the app ID coming in, and it's going to go ahead and take a look and see if there is something in that token that comes back from the call. If it is, it goes and populates the user ID, which is end up getting populated on the screen that you saw. The code that they provide you, the Windows login live, is very, very robust, and you can actually see many functions. You take a look at this drop-down list here, get application login URL, get application security token, get login URL. This is all grunt work code that a developer would normally have to do any kind of authentication, and these are just calls and functions that are already provided for you. Did I mention free of charge? Mm-hmm. Up on our site for dev.live.com. How about that for Live ID then?
Don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll, 'cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe, and he who dies with the most toys wins. Ooh.